First, let's take a look at our headlines for this hour.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel attends closing of 25th Sao Paulo Forum in Caracas.
Cuban religious and government authorities attend Cardinal Ortega's funeral in Havana.
Thousands march in solidarity with Venezuela.
U.S. admits violating Venezuelan airspace.
And now the news in detail.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel said on Sunday that Venezuela is the first anti-imperialist trench of the world and urged the Sao Paulo Forum to adopt a more active role in the complex international scenario characterized by a renewed imperial hostility and the threat of progressive forces in some countries of the region. The Cuban leader participated with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro in the closing session of the 25th edition of the Sao Paulo Forum, a mechanism of coordination of progressive forces founded in 1990 by former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and the historic leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro. In his remarks, Díaz-Canel pointed to the neoliberal upsurge in the region, aided by a set of anti-democratic tools that include, among others, coup d'etats, criminalization of progressive leaders, and fraud and data manipulation to undermine whatever has been accomplished in favor of real democracy and social justice. In his closing remarks to the event, Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro urged all participants in the forum to work hard for the unity of the world left, which should overcome the stigma of division.
Religious and Cuban authorities attended Sunday the funeral mass of Cardinal Jaime Ortega, celebrated in Havana's cathedral. Floral offerings by the leader of the Cuban Communist Party, Raúl Castro, and President Miguel Díaz-Canel adorned the Baroque-style temple that housed Ortega's mortal remains for 3 days. Salvador Valdés Mesa, first vice president of the Councils of State and Ministers, was in attendance, alongside Esteban Lasso Hernández, president of the National Assembly of People's Power, Roberto Morales Ojeda, Vice President of the Councils of State and Ministers, as well as other party and government officials. Religious leaders from other countries included Miami Archbishop Thomas Wensky, Puerto Rico Archbishop Roberto Gonzalez Nieves, and Cardinal Sean Patrick O'Malley of Boston, who also attended the funeral ceremony.
In Venezuela, thousands marched through the streets of Caracas on Saturday to defend the nation's right to peace and sovereignty against U.S. pressure to oust President Nicolas Maduro via harsh economic sanctions and the threat of military intervention. Within the framework of the 25th Sao Paulo Forum, protesters rejected the economic, financial, and commercial blockade imposed by Washington against Venezuela. Peaceful demonstrators who filled the streets of Caracas, where the forum was being held, also demanded the release of former Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva from his 8-year prison sentence. Marchers chanted for peace in Colombia and overall regional integration. The Latin American left has to increase its power so that the people have more power in each country. Leaders have to include the demands of the people to generate the changes that the territories need, said Diosdado Cabello, march organizer and president of the Venezuelan National Constituent Assembly. And Diosdado Cabello concluded, "We are going to defend the country with our hearts and our lives. For each one of us who falls, thousands will rise."
The United States confirmed Sunday that it violated the Venezuelan airspace last week with what the country's military calls, quote, surveillance flights. This according to comments made by the head of the Southern Command, Admiral of the Navy, Craig Faller. Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza said his government rejects such violation of its sovereignty and will be filing a complaint against such actions at the United Nations. Quote, "There is no doubt about its evil intentions. We will find a complaint at the UN, said Arreaza in a tweet on Sunday. Falla said that the U.S. military will continue to fly and operate wherever international standards apply, and that it includes around Venezuela, South America, and the world. The latest tension comes after the FANB Comprehensive Aerospace Defense Command System intercepted an intelligence aircraft on July the 19th belonging to the United States and flying over Venezuelan territory, representing a violation of international treaties. Meanwhile, on Saturday, the Strategic Operational Command of the Bolivarian National Armed Forces revealed a new violation of Venezuelan airspace by spy planes of the U.S. origin.
And you've tuned to the news here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Thanks for joining us on the international shortwave radio frequencies of RHC Radio Havana, Cuba. Now let's go back over to our news. Here's Lena Valverde.
Venezuela's top court has ruled that the efforts by the country's National Assembly, led by Juan Guaido, to reinstate the Inter-American Treaty of Reciprocal Assistance lacked legality and was an assault on the rule of law. Vice President of the Venezuelan Supreme Court of Justice, Juan José Mendoza, told the chamber that the measure made by the National Assembly, already in contempt of the High Court since March 2017, was also absolutely nullified because it lacked legality. In its ruling, the Supreme Court said its decision was based on the fact that Venezuela, in May 2013, and other countries, including Ecuador and Bolivia, formally resigned from the Inter-American Treaty of Reciprocal Assistance before the Organization of American States, COAS. Mendoza also added that officially Venezuela resigned from the OAS, which oversees the treaty, last April, due to its complicity with the United States and the right-wing Lima Group against the South American nation.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has raised indignation across the South American country after commenting that the U.S. journalist Glenn Greenwald, quote, could be imprisoned for publishing information in The Intercept Brazil that incriminates the nation's justice minister, Sergio Moro. The comments of the ultra-right president were condemned by the opposition politicians and journalist associations that accused him of, quote, serious aggression against freedom of expression. Greenwald himself responded via Twitter that Bolsonaro, quote, does not have the power to order people to prison. The lawyer-turned-journalist added that the government has neither the prerogative to arrest nor deport him and that he will not leave Brazil. Contrary to Bolsonaro's wishes, he is not yet a dictator. He has no power to order people arrested. There are still courts in operation. To arrest someone, you have to present evidence to a court that they have committed a crime. This evidence does not exist, tweeted Greenwald. He later added, quote, I have the power to leave Brazil voluntarily, and I had that power all the time. But I did not and will not despite these threats. Why? Because I know there's nothing against me. I will defend the democracy of my children's country.
Latin American presidents and leaders issued statements on Sunday marking the birthday anniversary of late Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, highlighting his legacy in the region and the world. Writing on his official Twitter account, the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, stressed that Chavez's legacy is still alive and well. 65 years of love, Commander. We celebrate your life, reaffirming the loyalty and commitment you saw in us. We will defend how you taught us the happiness of the people you loved so much. Thank you, teacher, for guiding us in the everyday struggle. Chavez is today alive and active, Maduro wrote. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel recalled a phrase of the historical leader of the Cuban Revolution, Fidel Castro, in which he comments on the ideology of the Venezuelan former president. Fidel said, in Chavez, they reincarnated the ideas of Bolivar. Perhaps greater attention was never given to the most heartfelt desires and needs of people. Some fruits are already perceived. The Cuban president said, quoting Fidel in a tweet on his Twitter account, and he added, "Our heartfelt tribute to Chavez on the 65th anniversary of his birth." Hugo Rafael Chavez Frias, born on July 28, 1954, in Sabanetas de Barinas, was a military man who was elected president in 1999. He remained in the position for three more terms, winning multiple presidential votes until his death in 2013.
Peruvian President Martin Vizcarra announced Sunday that his country would bring forward legislative and presidential elections, cutting his term short 1 year early, a measure he said to end, quote, institutional crisis, after Congress declined to approve all the requested political reforms. Vizcarra, in his traditional speech during the national holiday for the independence anniversary of the country, said that the proposal will be presented to Congress and must be ratified in a referendum. The presidential and congressional mandates are due to end in 2021. Quote, "I present to Congress a constitutional reform for the bringing forward of general elections, which implies the cut of the congressional and presidential mandate to July the 28th, 2020, said the president. Before making this announcement, the president criticized the parliament because he said the political reforms project sent by his office to fight corruption, quote, have encountered obstacles.
And those are some of the stories we're following for you here on Radio Havana, Cuba. Let's take a look once again at our headlines.
Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel attends closing of 25th Sao Paulo Forum in Caracas.
Cuban religious and government authorities attend Cardinal Ortega's funeral in Havana.
Thousands march in solidarity with Venezuela.
The United States admits violating Venezuelan airspace.